Hey, kids. You want a soundtrack that's gonna make you feel tense? Let you express your frustration? Make you scared? Wanna run out and buy a gun? You're looking for another
deadpan
record that'll make you feel like a victim. You're like a victim. You love to be a victim. You love the United States primetime
deadpan
show. Hey.
Contents of my fridge.
Helicopters.
Spherical Tommy. Spherical Tommy. Spherical Tommy.
Machine guns. Listen to that. Listen to that. Kill for
Jack Mangan.
Kill for
Jack Mangan.
And I'll form the head. Yeah.
1980 shit. Turn it down. Tone it down.
Hey there, I'm your host Jack Mangan, and this is Deadpan number 188. And this episode doesn't have much, but it's got guts, and guts is enough. It will also have the surprise reveal on the results of our Deadpan Winter Palooza voting. The results are in, the polls are closed, and yeah, all that's coming up later. Hey, this is Jack Mangan, and I'm here in my deadpan Zeppelin, adding more whale blubber to my lantern, wearing silly goggles, stoking the fires to power up my brass microphone. Instead of deadpan this week, we're going to be Jack Mangan's steam pan, hoping to stay hip with the latest geek genre fad while it's... Oh, damn it, it's already over. We already missed it. I kid J.R. Murdoch, T. Morris, and Pip Ballantyne, and anyone else working on a steampunk release. No, really, 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 steampunk is the real thing. The customers especially love it. But, steampunk is, it's actually gaining in popularity. But it does still have a long way to go. So, I thought here at Deadpan, we would do our part to help out. We'd create some slogans to help promote the genre and spread steampunk awareness into the mainstream. So here are a couple of slogan ideas. Steampunk. It's like Little House on the Prairie, but with cool shit. Steampunk. Please disregard the Wild Wild West movie. Also, the Steam Boy animated movie. Steampunk. That's a lot of whale blubber. Steampunk. Our balls are brass. 87% more true to actual punk than Green Day or Blink 182. Steampunk with fried goth over hippie white rice and emo egg roll, $4.99 lunch special. No, a monocle and top hat doesn't make you steampunk. They make you Mr. Peanut. Steampunk. Coal and soot polluting the atmosphere. FTW. Cyberpunk is so 80s. Steampunk is so 1880s.
This isn't right, Hardwick.
It's not a question of right or wrong. You know that.
She's not ready for this.
None of us are, but we need her.
We?
Black Door needs her.
Prepare yourself for the first special edition episode of the Leviathan Chronicles, Internal Affairs, available only at leviathanchronicles.com.
Hang on.
I am a killer.
Something evil is growing within Door 12.
From the streets of New York.
You're being activated.
And not in a secure location.
To the Tokyo City skyline.
Catch me.
We need to break into Nankatsu headquarters.
Who is door number 12 working for?
To a hidden lair of unspeakable evil.
Welcome to Asgard Station.
No, you can't! Please don't!
We start with just everyday humans.
you're the villains.
When the last line of defense has to turn on its own.
You framed me.
You were trained by the best.
You used me as bait.
All of its secrets will be revealed.
I believe you're familiar with the SSN Dakota.
Perimeter alert, perimeter.
Hello, Samantha.
Oh my God.
Special Edition Episode 1 is available for sale at LeviathanChronicles.com on December 6th. Buy it and get the biggest episode of the Leviathan Chronicles saga yet.
Let the Black Dawr War begin.
This is SB, aka Smooth Like Butter. You're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Deadpan, it's always close enough to your mouth. Deadpan is the motherfucking way.
And today, I'm going to be talking to you guys about World of Warcraft Cataclysm.
Mangan, mangan, bo-bangan, banana, fanna, fo-fangan, me, my, mo-mangan. Mangan. Hey, Jack, this is Brad P. from NJ. And I am calling with the contents of my Foursquare check-in for the last 23 hours that I've been awake. Because I've just been to, well, you'll hear where I've been, but it's been a very busy 24 hours. So at 3:15 a.m., we started with getting on 287 North. Then I was at the Newark AirTrain Station, D3, went to Terminal A at Newark Liberty Airport. So I was at Newark Liberty Airport, went to Gate A38. I got onto the Hudson News at Terminal A. At 6:34, I was stuck on the dang tarmac at CLT because we landed at Charlotte Douglas International Airport, and it was cold, man. Terminal B at Charlotte. Then I went to Charlotte Starbucks, where I got myself a cup of coffee and a sandwich. I went to Charlotte Gate B1. Left at 7:20 a.m., and then at 9:48 a.m., I landed at Denver International Airport. And then at 10, I got to Gate B15, and I ended up having to get myself into downtown Denver, and I went to the Starbucks Santa Fe, where my comment at the time was, no, seriously, it's a drive-up only, but they'll take a walk-up order. Nice crew.
Cataclysm.
You are listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Deadpan is a motherfucking wee. All rocks destroyed in the making of this bumper deserved it.
You may actually get some purring kitty ambiance here. All right, steampunk. No, Firefly doesn't count. No, sorry, no matter how stylish your bowler hat and matching vest may be, you can't be fully steampunk without some ridiculous facial hair sculpting. Steampunk. Not as cool as Daft Punk, but still pretty good. I'd prefer Mickey Mouse if he were steampunk Willy. Attention geeky designers, please make that parody t-shirt with Mickey Mouse wearing a big polished brass helmet and carrying a welded brass machine gun. Do it now and continue to sell it on your website until Disney sues you penniless. It's official. Representatives from the Ramones camp have conceded. Sheena is a steampunk rocker now. Steampunk, somewhat less awesome in Cleveland. Steampunk. The young Sherlock Holmes movie also doesn't count. Nobody had even coined the phrase steampunk yet when that was made. Steampunk. What would a steampunk vibrator look like? No one is quite sure how the cactus men and humanoid insects in China Mieville's books would count as steampunk, but we will still count them. Because he's a great writer and we're all frightened of incurring his wrath.
Mangan, you've really got your shit together.
Jack Mangan, you've got your shit together.
Spherical Tomy, 16 pieces at a time. Dirk Moonfire, each story is divine. Mangan, you've got your shit together.
Hi, Deadpan. It's DJ and Sally. Sally, we're drinking. Wait, I had three martinis, and I had a duck fart. Two duck farts. Did you catch that, Deadpan? Duck farts. Deadpan is the motherfucking way.
Cataclysm.
Borgnines, nipples, whatever you want to call them, we got them. Just a Joe says, I have joined the Pintly generation. I am, as always, Just a Joe. Reaper says, my son is at a friend's house and the girls are watching the new Twilight Saga movie. Glad I have all of STTNG to watch. Lost Ralph says, okay, I've actually been avoiding WoW since I have a hard time logging off once I start playing. When I do play, I'm on Moradin, mostly BC of the guild I joined there. SB says, I must brag that Sly B is once again published, this time in a Chicano ethnic studies text. http://www.amazon.com/enduringlegacieshistorieskulturescolorado/dp/16073220509. Ditto says, JR, I meant that shows are so busy trying to copy the last successful show that they don't really try and be original. I don't want to watch the next Lost knockoff or a Heroes wannabe. As for cancellations, well, I agree that the networks aren't giving shows enough of a chance. And of course, there's the issue of viewership. An audience of only geeks is not enough to support a show. Sad but true. If a show can't find a wider audience, then it probably will get canceled. That is especially true since networks are playing funny ratings game with the viewership numbers. However, it is a business. By the same token, the producers know the score. There's too much competition in the entertainment industry for them to be lazy about a show's development. I don't want to sit through a half dozen or more boring episodes before a show finally finds its legs. Burn Notice and Chuck were good from the start. It can be done. It's like reading a novel. If you are bored to tears through the first quarter, why continue? It's a waste of time, especially if the author can't hook you by that point. And the first comment of the week, J.R. Murdoch says, oh yeah, it's Wednesday. Incidentally, the last time I checked, we had 905 for the week. I'm not sure if Bunny would scold us or applaud us, but I think that sounds pretty good.
D-E-A-D-P-A-N, Dead Pan.
Back at the Denver International Airport at 452, North Security Checkpoint. And I was at gate B20, and apparently it's there. There's three people who've got that set up, so I checked into all three of them, and I got to clean those up later. And then back at midnight, so 6:20, I left gate B20 at Denver, and at midnight I landed at Newark Liberty at gate CD5 in Terminal C, went to the Newark Air Train Station, got onto I-78. Some dimwit created an It's a Secret login. I love to just find things that people have that are like, you know, this is my secret place. And I check in because I'm like, no, it's not secret, goofball. It's not the way this stuff works. And then I end up at the number cruncher, which is what I call the 78-202-206-287 interchange. That's the number cruncher. And, 202, 206, 287, 22, and 28. Yes. And then I checked in at the Somerville Circle at 1:34 this morning, and now I am at home, which is not a place that I have on Foursquare. And that, Jack, is the contents of my Foursquare check-ins for the last 23 hours. Now, I think my phone dropped you somewhere in the midst there, so hopefully you can get those two together. Otherwise, I'll just be forced to call back and talk to you again. It's a shame. All right, Jack, thank you for keeping the community up and running. Thank you for doing all that you do. And as always, deadpan is the motherfucking way.
Steampunk. Almost successful in making goggles look less ridiculous. Steampunk, it smells like steam spirit. And if you were indirectly reminded of Alyssa Milano's Teen Steam VHS tapes, then your extraordinary recall for 80s pop culture frightens me. And Teen Steam was entirely innocent and clean, like Disney Channel clean, by the way, you filthy, filthy cretin. This was right after Charles in Charge, long before Embrace of the Vampire. Anyway, steampunk. We're still trying to see if we can claim Led Zeppelin on a technicality. I like my genre science fiction trends like I like my dumplings, my trains, my shovels, my rollers, and my white castles. Steamed. Steampunk. Uniting band geeks and sci-fi geeks through brass. Steampunk. I don't even want to know what you'd get in cream punk. Did my brass Tesla blaster pistol fire 5 direct electrical bursts or 6? I guess the question you need to be asking yourself is, do you feel lucky? Well, do you steampunk? Steampunk. The best thing since Neanderthal sci-fi artists etched stone punk into their cave walls. Steampunk. Walk with soy sauce, egg, and diced vegetables to get fried punk. Wait, didn't we already do this joke? Steampunk. Our authentic handlebar mustaches are guaranteed to creep you out. As much as I like steampunk, I'd still rather not get a root canal from a steampunk dentist. And finally, with no silicone, what materials do they use for steampunk boob jobs? And okay, in the post-cyberpunk world, book critics and publishers and bloggers and everyone have been labeling every new spec-fic subgenre with a punk suffix. You know, like splatterpunk, witpunk, and steampunk. So we should go back and relabel all the other genres. Romance, for example, shall henceforth be classified as bodice punk. The slew of 80s action movies with Stallone, Schwarzenegger, Dolph Lundgren, and all the rest of those guys will be called roid punk. Everything Muppets after Jim Henson's death is kerm-punk. Jennifer Lopez, Jennifer Aniston, and Julia Roberts movies are, from now on, going to be called rom-punk. All those talking cat tribe novels, they're all now going to be called litterbox-punk. Podcast fiction is henceforth patio-punk. No, not evo-punk, t-punk, or sigil-punk. Patio-punk. And finally... Really Big Things, Questers from FPM, and all other fiction heard on Deadpan. It's Deadpunk.
What the... My mouth's bleeding, Bert! My mouth's bleeding!
Deadpan is the motherfucking way. PC Herring, logging off.
All right, I would encourage you to head over to horrorattics.wordpress.com, where I was the subject of a 13 questions interview by Sapphire. And, you know, Emery and Rich and everyone over there at Horror Addicts have always been very cool to me and to Deadpan. And that's much appreciated. And we're actually, there's going to be some more Horror Addicts and Deadpan crossover. They're actually going to feature something of mine, but something Deadpan nonetheless. Which you will also hear right here on Deadpan before the end of December. But anyway, enough about that. Because that'll be coming up soon enough. Let's talk about Winterpalooza. As I said at the top of this episode, the voting is in. The third runner-up is the Buckaroo Banzai movie. Always the Banzai, never the bride, I guess. Number two, second place, the second place vote getter is Weird Al's UHF. And the number one vote getter, through some suspicious voting, is the classic and wonderful, stylish movie, The Third Man. But here's the twist. I think we're going to do these two films kind of as a bizarre grindhouse. UHF and The Third Man are going to be our Winterpalooza. And I do hope you'll watch them both. I most certainly will, because I am very, very fond of both movies. You don't have to, but again, I do hope you do. And you know what? If you can do some kind of UHF Third Man crossover, then my hat is off to you. I don't know when we'll actually have the Palooza episode, but I suppose sometime in January. I guess all that's to be determined. And finally, this episode is going to be the last time that you'll hear a preview of the Nine Inch Smurfs project for a while. I'm actually thinking that we'll put a January 12th official release date on version 1, which means that we're never going to close the door on this, and it's always going to be a work in progress, really, forever. However, I think on January 12th, we want to have something with a baseline and maybe an improved beat and whatever else, whatever other creativity that you can add to it. And that's what we'll call completed and hold up over our heads like a boombox for the world's enjoyment, or at least Ione Sky's. And so the greatly evolved, updated version is coming up in just a few minutes, or even less than that, but I do want to remind you also that what you're hearing is not the finished product. So if you have an idea, but sections need to be rearranged or quieted or edited in any way, again, this is a work in progress. We can work on this together. All right, enough of that.
And now for some really annoying, unintelligible clicking recording.
I'd also like you to encourage you to contribute Deadpan, because right now the coffers are empty. I mean, is content. You can email stuff, you can email me recordings, my email address is sirjackm@gmail.com, or call the voicemail line, which is 206-350, tell me it's 206-350-664, and that's enough. I'm out. Deadpan is the other fucking way, and it seriously is. This is a wonderful community. I mean, not many podcasts have their own secret Dan, and thank you very much, A-Bone, again, for running this yet again, year after year. I can't wait to hear about Secret Santa exchange stories. Alright. Music coming up, I am not coming back after the Nine Inch Smurfs. Which is not something I ever thought I would say. Good night, Mushroom.
How humiliating. We've been Smurf hunting all day and not one little blue eye to show for it. I guess it's beans and skunk cabbage soup again tonight. If only some good luck would come our way for a change. Azrael! We're doomed, Azrael! Doomed!
Papa Smurf!
Azrael! We're doomed, Azrael! Doomed!
Papa Smurf!
We're doomed, Azrael, doomed!
You let me smurficate you. You let me turn your skin blue. White hat and white pants shoes. I live inside a mushroom.
Help me, human wants to catch me. Smurf me, his cat as real. Help me, only thing that works for me. Help me to escape Gargamel.
I wanna smurf you like a boy. I wanna smurf you from the inside. I wanna smurf you like I'm Gargamel. My whole existence is drawn. What time does my show come on?
no need to. There's no need to. There's no need to.
Where's the kaboom?
There's no need to. There's no need to. There's no need to.
Kaboom!
You can't stop a tiny village. You can't stop that song that we sing. Papa Smurf says that you should smurf off. Papa Smurf knows everything. Help me, there's only one girl here. Smurf me, your love's perfect. Help me, she makes me smurf me. Help me out of Gargamel's net.
Quiero esmerte como un animal. Quiero sentir desde el interior. Quiero esmerte como caramel. Toda mi existencia es errónea.
You can't resist our theme song.
We've been smurf hunting all day. Day, day, day.
Papa Smurf!
Yes, son, I want to
smurf.
Kill you.
Smurf it!
I want to.
Knew a girl named
Smurf it!
Guess you could say she was a
smurf.
If you only smurf hard enough.
Gargamel!
Inside the forest. Below the trees. We're like blue Ewoks. We'll break your knees. Drink Smurfette's honey.
Oh, she's doing such a smurfy job.
From inside of her hive. She is the reason, I stay alive.
Thank you.
Yeah, we just ran out of steam.